Kinko's, this is Danny. Can I help you? Sure. Yes, we do. All night. Bye.
My. We are eager to answer the phone tonight. Do you think the owner's gonna call? Danny, you can relax, man, because he's fast asleep.
Just serving the customer, Nathan. She had questions, I had answers.
I don't suppose this new work ethic extends to the supply room, does it? We need some things.
No thanks, Kyle. Man the front desk, answer the phones.
I guess I should be glad you'll do anything.
Kinko's, this is Danny. Can I help you?
Hi. No, this is fine. Call me here for those early morning assignments. So, where do I go today?
Wait. They want me to dress as a what? What do you mean, a prince? Listen, I'm not an actor. I'm a guy in a tuxedo. I don't have the costumes to be a prince. Or a king. Or a clown.
Where do I pick them up? Downtown. 9 o'clock. Bye.
Tough customer, huh?
I haven't kept you waiting very long.
No, we just arrived.
Okay.
Nancy, this is Constanza Fuentes. Constanza, my wife Nancy.
I'm so pleased to meet you. Listen, let's go upstairs. I'd love to show you around. Is it Nancy Hobart, or did you keep your own name?
It's Hobart. I took Richard's name when we got married.
Oh, I took my husband's name too. But that was a long time ago. These days, many women don't.
At the time, it was more trouble to keep my own name than to change it to his. So we gave mine to our daughter as a middle name.
Your daughter is Beth, right?
Elizabeth Jane Ellis Hobart.
Oh, it's beautiful. It sounds like an author's name, doesn't it?
I think it sounds like an attorney's name.
And what does Beth think?
She'd like to think it's the name of a great tennis player.
I'm glad to hear it. You know, the families of candidates are often in the public eye. Some kids have a hard time with it. But perhaps that daughter of yours wouldn't mind it so much.
We'll see. It's all very new to her, the idea of her father as a celebrity.
Nancy?
A minor celebrity.
Oh no, Nancy. We are going to have a celebrity? Let's do it in a big way. Let's have a star.